USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump traveled to Kenosha, Wisconsin to meet with law enforcement after protests, which were initially violent after the police shooting of Jacob Blake.
We're here to show our support for Kenosha and Wisconsin. The state of Wisconsin's been very good to me. I love the people. We've done a lot for the state, and we will continue to do a lot for the state. We're all in this together. And this was an example of what can happen when you do it right.
Governor Tony Evers called the National Guard, which came to stop the violence. The demonstrations are now continuing, although they're mostly peaceful. The president didn't mention the Jacob Blake shooting during his visit. Blake's uncle, Justin, said a meeting with the president wasn't necessary.
We don't have any words for the orange man. All I ask is that he keep his disrespect, his foul language far away from our family.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyroot. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined, I'm a member, my four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
The White House said the U.S. will not take part in a global effort to develop, manufacture, and distribute a COVID-19 vaccine led by the World Health Organization. White House Deputy Press Secretary Jud Deere said the U.S. would not participate in the COVAX initiative, which includes 172 countries and 9 vaccine candidates, amid an ongoing dispute between President Trump and the World Health Organization. In July, the Trump administration sent a formal notice to Congress that it will withdraw from the World Health Organization after accusing the agency of enabling China to cover up the origins of the coronavirus. The United States has reached deals with Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, as well as Pfizer and BioNTech to produce and deliver doses of vaccine candidates. The FDA said the agency would be willing to grant an emergency authorization for a COVID-19 vaccine before entering Phase 3 trials. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
United Airlines is dropping change fees. With more, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
CEO Scott Kirby announcing the airline is permanently scrapping its $200 ticket change fee for domestic flights. United Airlines Chief Communications Officer Josh Earnest says this move is here to stay.
This is a permanent change. We're not planning to, we don't have any plans to change this. We're going to have to make some fundamental changes in this business. This business has been totally disrupted by the coronavirus. And we have been, here at United, we've been actually at the leading edge of many of these changes, from the way that we disinfect our planes to a requirement that people wear masks. At least when it comes to disinfection and cleaning, we think a lot of those policies are also going to be permanent, that we want to do more to build people's confidence in the cleanliness of the environment that they're flying in. This is another example of a change where we are leading, and this is a change that definitely will be permanent.
Amazon has been cleared for drone deliveries by the FAA. USA Radio's John Hunt reports.
The FAA gave Amazon the badge of approval for its unmanned aircraft delivery system, which ultimately aims to deliver lightweight packages to customers in low population areas within 30 minutes. Amazon's Prime Air concept uses unmanned aircraft systems to safely and efficiently deliver packages, according to the FAA. The agency underscored its role as a safety regulator and said it supports innovation that is beneficial to the public, especially during health or weather-related crises.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.